How often are you the lowest price vendor bidding for new business? If you're like the vast majority of my readers, the answer is almost never. The reality of selling is there will always be some competitor who will underbid you and others to win the business. So how are you and the rest of your sales team communicating your lowest total cost solutions, especially when you're not going to be the lowest price? How developed are your financial justification skills of walking a customer through the math to prove you're indeed their lowest total cost alternative, even when charging a higher price than your competitors? As critical as financial justification skills are in today's hyper-competitive markets, the majority of sales professionals have still not been taught, nor are they skilled at walking a customer through the line-by-line financial costs and savings with a customer to quantify and prove your lowest total cost solution. How strong are your financial justification skills? The five steps of financial justification apply and can benefit any sales professional, whether they're selling capital equipment, services, or consumable supplies. Even though you and your sales team want to consistently follow these five steps of financial justification, it's still critical you present these steps as a unique personal effort developed and worked through just for this customer. This process can't seem canned or standard to your buyer, but instead needs to be presented as a unique and intimate conversation being discussed and reviewed just for them. You need to walk your buyers through these steps of financial justification, starting with a blank sheet of paper and, if possible, using no notes. The more standard, pre-printed, or repetitive your financial justification efforts appear to your buyer, the less sincere and effective your financial presentation will come across to them. A customer will always relate better to you sketching out your proposed savings on a sheet of paper compared to you walking him through a pre-prepared printout off of your company's online pricing configurator. The first step in financial justification starts before you've even issued a price, at the very beginning of your selling process with this prospect or customer. Success selling any higher priced product or service begins with you taking control and positioning you, your company, and the added value of your solutions against your competitors. This first step will decide if you can sell at a higher price. Buyers at the beginning of any buying process will always assume there are no differences between vendors and the services they can provide. And once a buyer assumes there is no difference between companies being considered, then they'll naturally focus on price as the way to evaluate who can do the best job for them and their needs. Buyers also assume they can get the lowest price or best deal when multiple competitors are interested in their business. If you don't position your buyer from the beginning that you'll be a higher price, they'll listen to all of your explanations of value and uniqueness as only the reasons to select you, not to pay a higher price. How many times have you been offered a buyer's business if you match the lowest price they found? Your job as a sales professional is to communicate your uniqueness and value from your first call. The best way to begin any selling relationship is to explain how you and your company will most likely not be the lowest price, but want to explain and demonstrate how you can be their lowest total cost alternative. How are you answering a prospect before they even ask why, based on all the competitive alternatives available to them, do they want to buy from you? You might want to review my May 2008 sales article for my newsletter titled You Can Always Sell More by Strengthening Your Strategic Selling Skills to learn more about how you can communicate more uniqueness and value on your sales calls. The phases of any multiple call selling process are pretty straightforward no matter what you're selling. First, you work on finding the right people to talk to. Next, you do your research to understand your customer's needs and concerns and to uncover your selling opportunities. The third phase is to present and demonstrate your proposed solutions. During this third phase, you'll also deliver some type of written proposal that explains your unique approach and value, quantifies what you're proposing, and explains what it will cost. Once your final proposal is delivered, you now move to the fourth selling phase of beginning your financial justification efforts by making sure you're talking apples to apples between everyone's proposals. Buyers will naturally look at the last page bottom line of all the proposals received to identify what is indeed the lowest price bid. Since buyers also assume everyone's bidding similar stuff, they'll believe any higher price proposals are full of padded extra profit and things they probably don't really need. This is a critical step in your ability to win at a higher price. Before you start explaining and negotiating your price and value, you need to help your buyer discover and quantify the differences between you and your competitors' proposals. You'll never be able to justify a buyer paying your higher price if they don't first realize how much more your proposal includes or involves compared to your competitors. Before you deliver your final proposal is a great time to start positioning your buyers by saying something like, in my 10 years in this industry, I don't ever remember a selling situation where all of my competitors proposed and could deliver the exact same configuration of products and services. There are always differences in what's bid, even when buyers like you give us detailed instructions of what you want. Once you get all of the proposal, I'd like to talk to you about the differences to help make sure that everyone has proposed and can deliver what you want and need, and to help you understand what the differences really are. It always seems higher quality, higher price competitors over-configure their proposals, proposing the complete solution for what they think their customer needs, while the lowest price competitors under-configure their proposal so then can offer an even lower price. If you're a higher price vendor, then you need to initiate the discussions of what those differences are. You can't wait for the buyer to discover these differences on their own. Did you include additional items or services in your proposal that your competitors left out? Can you prove you proposed a larger, stronger, or more durable piece of equipment? Did you include faster response times, stronger guarantees, or more complete service packages than your competitors? By the end of this fourth phase of selling, and this second step in your financial justification efforts, you need to make sure you've either leveled the competitive playing field by everyone being forced to re-propose similar solutions or levels of offers, or you've identified and proven there are differences and greater value in your proposal compared to any others. Once you've quantified and proven your proposal is different, more complete, or of more value than your competitors, it's now time to prove why these additional efforts and expenses are of more value than your competitors' alternatives. This is where you begin working your buyer through your financial justification efforts to prove that even though you are a higher price, you are indeed a lower total cost. Starting with a blank sheet of paper in front of your buyer, you want to first list how much higher in price you are compared to the alternatives they currently have proposed. The goal of these next steps, steps 3, 4, and 5, is to quantify for your buyer exactly how and why paying your higher price can and will save the buyer's company more money and can lower their risk compared to any other alternatives. You want to move your buyer through a prioritized discussion of your savings and improvements to prove this lower total cost alternative. The first step or proof will focus on hard dollar savings. Hard dollar savings are savings your buyer can quantify and prove they can receive from you compared to your competitor's proposals. Two criteria need to exist to make anything a hard dollar savings. Your first criteria is any number quoted needs to be quantified as a solid number. This is not the place for vague generalities. And your second criteria to make something a hard savings is it needs to be validated or confirmed from some type of third-party source. Independent confirming sources for your hard dollar savings numbers helps prevent a we-say-they-say stalemate between you and your competitors' promises in front of the customer. If you sell equipment, your hard dollar savings might include a greater resale value that can be proven through auction listings on the internet or through independent studies that have proven your greater fuel efficiency or added time between required maintenance. If you sell parts or supplies, your hard dollar savings might include your longer usage life in your products or your free product delivery and stocking efforts, assuming your competitors charge for these things. And if you sell services or an intangible, such as advertising or consulting services, your hard dollar savings might include your inclusion of additional services, training, or design efforts that your competitors are charging for. Once you've listed and totaled up all of your relevant hard dollar savings, you next want to begin listing any soft dollar savings. Soft dollar savings are unique savings or additional offerings compared to your competitors. Soft dollar savings can be somewhat quantified, but not as clearly as a hard dollar savings item can. Soft dollar savings also will tend to be proven by your company's or customer's validation and not by independent sources. If you sell services or intangibles, your soft dollar savings might include your more experienced implementation team that can get a customer's work done faster. If you sell parts or supplies, your soft dollar savings might include your expanded inventory, meaning your buyer can order everything from you but would have to split their order between two or more of your competitors. You also might talk about your customer labor savings due to you providing free inventory restocking in their facility. And if you sell equipment, your soft dollar savings might include your offers of on-site maintenance parts programs or your larger fleet of field repair trucks that can get a customer up and running faster than your competitive alternatives. An effective way to present your justification is to work to make any soft dollar savings look harder. You can make a soft dollar number look harder by first getting the customer to agree to a savings number they believe you can produce as a soft dollar savings. And then, once you've written your customer's savings number on your justification paper, cross a line through the number your customer gave you and instead write down a smaller number. Taking a more conservative number than the one your buyer has already agreed to makes any soft dollar number now look more attainable, making that number look harder and more provable to your buyer. Notice how we're walking your buyer through a step-down financial justification process. To prepare for walking your buyer through your financial justification, we first discussed and made sure you knew as much as possible about how your proposal compared to what your competitors have quoted. Then, when you sit down with your buyer to walk them through your financial justification, you'll first cover step 3, listing any hard dollar savings you can prove, savings that can be easily quantified and agreed to by your buyer, and also confirmed through independent sources. In step 4, you now cover any soft dollar savings you can provide, still valid and at least somewhat quantifiable, just not as solid or provable as your hard dollar savings are. Listing and totaling all of your relevant hard and soft dollar savings should significantly narrow your quoted price compared to your competitors. At this point, you don't have to be the lowest price after you include all of your hard and soft dollar savings. The goal with these hard dollar and soft dollar steps is to narrow the spread between your price and your competitors. It's great if you've shown you're at this point a lower price total cost alternative, but it's not critical to a successful financial justification walkthrough. At this point in your financial justification, you should now have a smaller difference in your price compared to your competitors. Now your next and final step is to list and explain your company's insurance policy. Your company insurance policy items are all the extras and added value offerings you and your company can offer, but can't necessarily assign a specific or hard number to. These will tend to focus on your reliability, your low-cost approach, or your stronger support organization. Would you having more distribution centers available be a savings and value to your buyer? Probably yes, but nothing you could quantify or place a dollar value on for your buyer. The idea with this final step 5 is to talk about all of the difficult to quantify savings and benefits you can offer, but do exist. Your company insurance policy could include things such as your larger number of distribution centers to pull inventory from, your stronger internet order tracking systems, your more complete employee technical training and coaching support, or your local private ownership. These are all areas that can offer value to a buyer, but can't really be quantified as to how much it will really save your buyer. Let's say your original proposal was for $20,000 worth of products or services, and after completing all of the above steps, you're still about $1,000 or 5% higher than the buyer's other quotes. You want to close your review of all of your company insurance policy offerings and added value benefits in this final justification, step 5, by asking your buyer, for only $1,000 extra or $200 extra per year over this product's 5-year life, or less than $17 per month over this product's life, our company can provide these additional support offerings or ways we can do things to help you lower your risk and make your life easier. Is it worth paying just $17 more per month to increase your ability to not have as many gaps, disruptions, or problems with your suppliers? These 5 steps of financial justification can provide you and your team with a powerful and persuasive way to quantify and prove how and why you are a higher price, but still offering a lower total cost to your customer. But these 5 financial justification steps have to be researched, developed, and practiced as a team before ever reviewing this information with a potential buyer. You need to be prepared to know all of the areas you can talk about, how you can justify, prove, or validate what you present, and help the buyer discover and feel comfortable that you are the higher value and ultimately lowest total cost for them and their company. Meet with your sales team and technical support to discuss and brainstorm the things you can talk about under hard dollar savings, soft dollar savings, and your company's, using your actual company name, insurance policy. You want to prioritize everything you plan to cover so you can review and explain your biggest savings that are most provable. This way, if you can only get halfway through your financial justification discussion, you have still significantly narrowed your buyer's perceptions of your total cost compared to the others. Another way to help you and your team increase their financial justification skills is to save work copies of all buyer financial justification efforts so that future financial justification preparations become easier. After all, we know you and your company can offer more value and lower risk to your buyers. Now the only question is, are you good enough and willing to invest the time to practice and prepare so you can quantify, prove, and win the sale, even with a higher price. Thanks for listening.